Well, we continue on with the overview of the book of Revelation, as we were doing an overview of the whole Bible from the beginning of the year. And then when we got down to the book of Revelation, why we wanted to take each and every chapter and just do an overview of it. I know you heard me say many times, this is God's love letter to us, and it certainly is. And we hope and pray that you're enjoying and getting something out, and that you're not afraid to look in the book of Revelation anymore. Because the good news is, when we know a Genesis, and then that's the beginning, and then we have the end, and we win. And you can't understand the book of Revelation until you understand the beginning. And it's really, and Jesus is revealed from Genesis to Revelation. Praise be to God. But this is the promise in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Everything he saw. Here's the blessed hope. God blesses those who read this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when all these things will happen. We're in chapter 8, New Living Translation. This subtitle is When the Lamb Breaks the Seventh Seal. Of course, the Lamb is the Lord God Almighty, revealed in Jesus Christ, the Lamb who took away the sins of the world. Hear God's word. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was a silence throughout heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great quantity of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people to be offered on the altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, mixed with the prayers of the saints, ascended to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth. And the thunder crashed, lightning flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake. Starting with verse 6, the first four trumpets. Then the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared to blow their mighty blasts. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood was thrown down upon the earth, and the third of the earth was set on fire. One third of the trees were burned, and all the grass was burned. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea, and one third of the water in the sea became blood, and one third of all living things in the sea died, and one third of all the ships on the sea were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great flaming star out of the sky, burning like a torch, it fell on one third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Bitterness. Some translations say Wormwood. It made one third of the water bitter, and many people died because the water was so bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one third of the sun was struck, and one-third of the moon, and one-third of the stars, and they became dark. And one-third of the day was dark, and one-third of the night also. And then I looked up, and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air, "Terror, terror to all who belong to this world because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets." And may God add this blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm of the belief and believe in a thing called the rapture, because it says in Revelation in chapter 4, "Come up hither." So the church is not mentioned anymore in the book of Revelation past the first three chapters. And of course, chapter 4 gives us the hope of not being here when all this stuff takes place. But I always wondered about the first verse of that, where it talked about a half an hour in heaven, that there was silence. Now, Scripture doesn't specify the reason for the silence for that first half an hour, but there are some possibilities. The silence in heaven for a space of a half an hour is a sign of deep respect and awe in the presence of the judge of all. The half-hour silence in heaven is probably the result of some somber reflection on what had just been revealed. And when Jesus Christ breaks the seventh seal, the scroll of God's judgment is fully revealed. Now, the silence in heaven is due to the severity of actions that the Lord God is about to take. I think, in a way, the silence in heaven could be seen as the calm before the storm. Now, we know, having hurricanes around here, when the eye comes over, there's a calm, and then the storm comes again. I think that maybe the storm of the final judgment coming upon the earth that was revealed in chapter 8, the silence emphasized the importance and the impressiveness of the seventh and final seal. With the opening of the seventh and final seal, a climax in the day of the Lord, evil has had its day, praise be to God. We don't need no more evil. We're grateful that we'll be in heaven with the Lord when this thing really breaks loose. But the Lord will have his way. And that's why I know in the end, we win. So it's our challenge and our opportunity to share the word of God with everybody and ask them, do you know the blessed hope? And if they say no, share Christ with them. Share your hope that you've had with your Christian faith. It's a challenge, but it's sure a good thing to do. Amen. Well, God bless you. And we're still meeting in the church at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, person to person. But we are grateful to bring you these online services. But anytime you feel comfortable to come to the church, just know that we are open. God bless you. Have a good day.